This is Akashwani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The government accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of one nation, one election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, a high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ram Nath Kovind held extensive deliberations with stakeholders including political parties and experts. The minister informed that the government has approved Chandrayaan 4 mission and Venus Orbiter mission to give boost to the country's science and technology sector. The union minister informed that the government has approved Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan with a total outlay of 79,156 crore rupees. He said this scheme will improve the socio-economic condition of tribal communities by developing enabling infrastructure, ensuring economic empowerment, access to quality education and health. Mr. Vaishnaw said this will cover around 63,000 villages benefiting more than 5 crore tribal people. It will cover 549 districts and 2,740 blocks spread across all tribal majority villages across the country. Mr. Vaishnaw also announced that the government has approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Rabi season 2024-2025 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. Mr. Vaishnaw said that the cabinet has given its nod for establishment of the National Center of Excellence for Animation, Visual Effects, Gaming, Comics and Extended Reality, that is AVGCXR, to enhance India's soft power globally and attract foreign investment by positioning India as a content hub for providing state-of-the-art content. The minister said the Union Cabinet has also approved a biotechnology research innovation and entrepreneurship development scheme with a new component, namely biomanufacturing and biofoundry. He said the proposed outlay for the implementation of the unified scheme BioRide is 9,197 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the cabinet accepting the recommendations of the high-level committee on simultaneous elections is an important step towards making the Indian democracy even more vibrant and participative. The four-day mega event World Food India 2024 will begin from today in New Delhi. Food Processing Industries Ministry said over 90 countries, 26 states and union territories and 18 central ministries will participate in the event. Union Heavy Industries and Steel Minister H.T. Kumaraswamy has stated that the faster adoption and manufacturing of electric vehicles, FAME initiative has been key in advancing the nation towards a greener and more technologically advanced and economically prosperous future. Addressing the event FAME's success in transforming India's EV landscape from vision to reality at Bharat Mandapam yesterday in New Delhi, the minister remarked that FAME scheme is clear evidence of the government's unwavering commitment to reducing carbon emissions and advancing sustainable transportation. He added that the strong foundation laid by the FAME scheme will help India lead the global electric mobility transformation. In a landmark move to enhance defense cooperation, the Society of Indian Defense Manufacturers, SIDM, signed two memorandums of understanding on defense industry cooperation with the Emirates Defense Companies Council, that is EDCC, and Edge Group UAE. This significant development took place during the first ever India-UAE Defense Industry Partnership Forum held in Abu Dhabi on September 18, 2024. The historic forum organized by the Embassy of India in Abu Dhabi under the aegis of the Ministry of Defense, Government of India, in coordination with the UAE Ministry of Defense, brought together the defense industries of both the nations. The event marked a new chapter in the growing strategic partnership between India and the United Arab Emirates. And in badminton, Indian shuttler Malvika Bansal delivered a stunning performance by defeating world number 7 and Paris Olympics bronze medalist Grigoria Tunjung in the first round of women's singles at the China Open 2024 BWF Super Event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.